Robot Butts, AI on Tech episode number 2, today is the 28th of August 2020, and I'm your host, Anne, thanks for joining us. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Robots is a computer-animated science fiction comedy produced by Blue Sky Studios and distributed by 20th Century Fox. The development began after Wedge Joyce failed to adapt his book Santa Calls and decided to write a story about robots. The film follows a robot named Rodney Copperbottom who tries to meet his idol in Robot City, his new owner, only to discover his past as an old robot forced to buy an expensive upgrade. The second film, based on and written by William Joyce, is the second sequel to the first, which was called Buddy in 1997, and also the third in a series of fully computer animated films based on or written with Joyce. The video shows an element of the creepiness of the robot, showing how human skin is peeled off of silicon and draped over the floor of SHIRI's mechanical skeleton. The scene is similar to the scene from the Terminator series, in which an assassin cyborg pulls off his skin and skin facade to reveal a robotic intestine. The Japanese artist who created Shiri emerges from his video and shows the robot's tail moving to a heartbeat. Japanese robotics scientist Masahiro Mori, who shaped the eerie phenomenon of the valley in the 1970s, touches on the robot's response to the creepy sensation. In the video, he describes the robot as a buttock humanoid and the creator describes him as his buttock humanoid. Shiri means buttocks, and as man beats and caresses his flesh-like surface, he touches every corner of the eerie valley. An even scarier scene emerges when we watch a person nudge and massage the robot's body, triggering reactions such as tension, twitching and sputting. Shiri doesn't seem to have created himself with a sexbot in mind, but it seems that people's heads are so messed up that he can have his own emotions and speculate about his possible reactions. The video ends when an invisible person gives the robot a powerful final blow and abruptly leaves. Recently, the internet has been googling about robotic asses, which were reported in 2013 by the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times, among others. If anything, there has suddenly been a spark of interest in these training equipment, and we know that the medical profession is using simulators for various procedures that allow students to practice techniques without harming anyone but their butts, and that is something we have never seen before. Now, don't let your prey twist, we live only in a training device, but it helps medical students to practice proctological examinations, an important skill that presents certain challenges for the classroom. Dr. Benjamin Locke has found one of the most advanced and advanced robot simulators he has ever participated in and he is moving forward with all his might. If someone has their hands on a robot's rear, I have a question for you, what are you really about? Toto Wolff is essentially an electric car that works by washing your backside with a little magic wand. Watch this picture of a butt-washing toilet in action and this video of a real butt-washing machine, electricity and water supply are connected via a socket with three cones and a small hose, and then press a button to make it do its thing. There are other things, the heated toilet seat is one, and the front fog function, which wets the interior of the toilet seats with a stick, ensures that poo does not stick to the porcelain. Instead, there is a robotic arm that places a butt on the seat. The robot sits down, climbs up and down 25,000 times, and then does its job. Experts examine the seats for deformations or defects that are related to poor durability. A push of a button allows a more accurate assessment of the durability and quality of the seat inside and outside. Ford is actually using a few robotic trippers to test the durability and comfort of its new seats. Driver seats are one of the things you get used to every time someone sits somewhere in the car. People sit down, move, get up and rub their abrasive denim pants against the delicate seating material. Car seats are really often misused and things can be forgotten if you don't use them at the right time, especially if someone goes somewhere. As for the rest of us, robotic lawnmowers are fast becoming a reality and some people even enjoy mowing the grass. Just as the Roomba revolutionized ground vacuum cleaning, the Husqvarna Automower does the same for natural grass. The Eden Project, which is using a robot lawnmower to maintain its garden in summer 2018, looks like it will be used for much more than just mowing the lawn. One of the environmentally friendly ways to keep your grass is to make it an ethical option. Thank you all for joining us again on AI on Tech, it's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.